Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The pippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello and welcome to our listeners now. Great radio stations like WAAF Boston's Rock Station, also 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and our friends at Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota, talking food today, but not when food did you right. We're talking about when food did you dirty. Jason Alderman was hungry. It was the beginning of his regular Sunday night commute from San Francisco to Boston, but unlike most weeks, he didn't have time to grab food before boarding his flight. So that evening, the public relations executive did something he swore he'd never do again. He ate the in-flight meal. Sitting in business class, he ordered the duck ravioli after he says the flight attendant assured him it was very good. But a few hours into the flight, Alderman knew something was very wrong. About three quarters of the way through the flight, I started feeling really, really bad. Really bad. If you've never had food poisoning before, it's like going 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali. Alderman said he managed to reach his Boston apartment before he became violently ill. He cannot remember how long it lasted. You sort of get lost in the time warp of misery. I got a few hours sleep, cleaned myself off, took a shower, went into work. It was probably one of my lower performing days. An NBC News investigation of airline catering food found the industry with limited oversight in which outbreaks are difficult to track. The FDA, which requires inspections of the industry far less frequently than it recommends local health agencies inspect restaurants. So when airline food inspections do occur, they do reveal some serious safety violations.
You don't say.
As many as 22 in a single inspection, but rarely lead to penalties. As far as airplane food is concerned, I'm always happy to get the airplane food.
I'm happy that they offer, but rarely am I impressed. But that's
it's okay though.
It's fine. I mean, but my thing is, he's like, well, the flight attendant assured me it's great. What do you expect them to say, man? Do you want this or do you want that? So if you, how is it? Of course they're going to say it's good.
It's just when's the last time you had a meal on a plane?
Oh, probably within the last year. I got one.
International flight was the
last internet,
one.
Right. International. Right.
Otherwise,
domestic, like you just buy, you could buy a snack. Right. Like, unless you're in first class, you don't even get a box.
He's in business class, so I guess you have the option.
Yeah, I think he has the option of upgrading, if it were.
Ravioli always shows up, by the way.
What's that?
Ravioli, a couple times I've flown first class. It seems like ravioli is very popular on the airplane meal.
It keeps well. It keeps well. It keeps easy. It is easy to contain. Because everything on a plane is weight and space, right?
And the ability to have it heated up. So you can't have French fries.
Which is a damn shame.
You're basically in a warming unit. So everything is in a warming unit.
Again, I will say on a train once I had a steak. It was delicious.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're talking about the poppy seeds. And,
they're terrible.
I guess they do have flavor.
Well, not that. Someone says the poppy seed muffin thing is real. I've never done those drugs, but I had to go back and retake my drug test because of the poppy seed bagel. Someone else says a buddy of mine.
Somebody on drugs would say.
Yeah, I would say that.
I've never done drugs.
This one, a buddy of mine.
I was in a concert.
Buddy of mine failed a piss test and hair test from a poppy seed muffin. See, again, that's what your friend told her.
Mike, don't you like a poppy seed muffin? Isn't that your go-to? Oh, does it have flavor? Them. No, it has no flavor. See, that's exactly right.
Then why do you get them?
Right, because it has no flavor. Yes, exactly.
But then,
isn't that Stockholm syndrome?
What, would you want no food or
like,
flavor?
You don't like it, but you just eat them because you.
I mean, we know you eat plain, but why don't you just get a plain muffin?
If they provide
flavor,
but if they provide the poppy seeds provide no flavor,
it has flavor. It's just faint, so it's best to mix it with something else. So, like if you make poppy seed Danish, you mix it with a vanilla pudding.
And you think that is worth the risk of the 47 poppy seeds that will dot your teeth for the next day.
Can we go, and a serious question here, can we go to Rite Aid or, you know, Walgreens or something and pick up Bartell?
Is there a
urinalysis test?
It has to be highly sensitive testing. Like, if you're pregnant, they test you to make sure that you haven't done any drugs before you have the kid.
What I'm saying is, like, if I think my kid's on heroin or something, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a stick that I can buy and tell them to go pee on it or whatever and see if it comes up?
Probably, so in other words, it's expensive, I bet.
I don't care how much the damn thing costs. I want you to do like 2 or 3 poppy seed muffins.
Down.
Do it for the week,
and
right?
See if we can get a, we get okay. a positive
we'll
test.
We'll do it for the week.
And then we can get your ass fired because you're a heroin addict.
That's right.
You're going to get Costco to sponsor this
rehab.
Thing.
Let me ask you a real question. When you go to the Kettle, what kind of muffin you get?
Well, they don't have any poppy seed muffins at the Kettle. But
his hometown has a place famous for muffins and no poppy seed.
I get the blueberry because it's got just the right amount of cinnamon sugar on it.
So we'll have you eat like 2 the day before.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And then 2 the day.
I'm down, man.
Even if it's just like we go Monday through Friday, right? It's a full week. So
you want me to eat nothing but muffins for the
week? No. I mean, you're going to eat a couple a day.
Yeah, okay. Mike, it's a serious challenge. You think you can handle
it? I got this, man.
One in the morning, one at night, you know?
Okay.
And then I will also pee on a stick, and you can see what drugs I do.
We'll say Robin is right. It does have a faint taste. I just have a more refined palate than everybody in this room, so I'm actually able to taste.
Yes, your refined Olive Garden
poppy
palate.
Seed muffins, and it is fantastic.
I like breadsticks.
Walmart. You got one, Miles?
Here we go.
All right, what do we got? How much?
Let's see here. Home drug test. Walmart.com. We can get these things ordered right to us. So we've got a 12-panel urine drug dip test, it's called. This gets 5 stars, so, I mean, you know, it's going to be good.
When's the date?
What do you mean?
Just wonder how long till the test shows.
No, I think
if I'm going to participate.
I think this is what we should do. We should all pee on the stick, right?
Oh, we got dude. We got this thing.
Let it do whatever it is it's going to do. And then we can have Robin, but we will guess who's the suit. So she can say, This one tests high for blank, which one? Because we won't know.
Okay.
We'll just do the test. Robin, we'll just have you. We'll identify who's who. You just say the results of what might or might not be in someone's system, and we can all collectively guess to see who we think is responsible for the search. And
oh, this is easy.
Are you in? Come on, here it is.
I'm fine with this. I'm worried about other people in this room.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
We're fine.
Yeah, the drugs we do when we do Ted versus the FCC, that's out of our system like 2-3 days. That's
they don't speed. Test for
but
time.
You don't know when we're doing the test. That's got to be the other rule.
Apparently, Miles has a little extra sugar on the cereal.
The True Level 12-panel instant urine drug test, multi-drug testing kit, screening dip card provides easy and accurate results. It detects the presence of some of the most commonly abused drugs, such as cocaine, meth, opiates, ecstasy, and more.
Perfect.
And
so,
more.
Okay, so we say 12-panel true level urine drug test kit. The types of drugs: marijuana, THC, cocaine, opiates, methamphetamine, oxycodone, amphetamine, barbiturates, benzes, methadone, methadone, MDMA. PCP.
Damn.
And, oh, this is great. We can find over 99% accurate detecting specific drugs according to the designated cutoff levels. All right, so we're going to do this.
But does it tell you which drug? Or does it just show
up
that you have drugs?
No, it does. Man, the whole thing is coded. So basically, whatever.
It's color-coded. You know what I mean? It's like when you see the testing kits that the cops have.
Or another different word, colors.
If you're trying to drop it for an opiate, okay, you take a drop and you place it on this strip. You have individual ones that you can try. Opiates, for sure, have their own thing. So you put the drop there, and then if it comes up positive, you know Mike's on the jump.
Mike's on the poppy seed muffins again.
Just tell me when we're going to get this thing started, man. I am so down for this.
See, I don't need any preparation time.
What else can we get?
That's the problem. Like, no offense.
I don't need to
know. How are we ever going
to
get Mike to eat 2 muffins a day?
Draw muscle through it.
What other foods besides bagels and muffins have poppy seeds? So could you get like a poppy seed cracker? You can buy McCormick poppy seed just in a little container and sprinkle it on everything, right?
Well, no, let him eat the muffins if he's going to do it.
Yeah, let him eat the muffins. Because normal people just eat muffins. They're not just shoving poppy seeds down their throat.
Hey, look, you said you'd have to eat a lot of poppy seeds for it to come up.
Yeah, but now people are saying.
Level test is how much?
As drug addicts say. Yeah. Hey, man, I was just eating poppy seed. But the point is this. We could verify if a week's worth of poppy seed muffins, bagels, however you want to do it. If it shows up dirty, then we know.
I'm in.
Because the thing is, we're on the fence about whether or not we believe these people saying, hey, I don't do any drugs. I eat poppy seed blank, right? Because that's what I would say.
There's poppy seed chicken. There's poppy seed cake, poppy seed bars. Oh, you can make all kinds of things with poppy seed.
I'm down.
It's everywhere.
When do you want to get this done?
Huh? We'll do it next week.
You tell
next
me week? When, I will run to Costco, right. I'll get a bunch, and I will eat it for a week.
Next Monday. Next Monday, grab yourself... Grab yourself some poppy seed, whatever.
Two a day.
And we're going through the week.
Yeah, we're doing two a day.
Yes, yeah. Two a days. That's right. We're training.
Then I'm going to grab that test, and then I'm going to take the HR person around with me around the office before we do it. And I'm going to say, hey, you know what? John, we need to talk to you for a minute.
Why don't we do it like bingo? All right? Do it like bingo. So we'll have color-coded squares. And just like how many of each color we believe would show up between the four of us. We're going to get four blues,
yeah,
for sure.
I can't wait to handle your urine and drop it on the strip there and find out exactly what's going on.
Goodness gravy.
Wonder what else will show up.
It's got to be the most uncomfortable part.
Mm-hmm. When did the food do you dirty? 844-999-HOLA. Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be awesome, man. I'm curious to see what I've done that I've forgotten about. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about
it. I forgot I did PCP. Oh, yeah. That explains that night. Sorry I was so angry. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I was doing time in Shelton a while back, and I was eating a tray of food. I got a salad on there. I'm eating the salad. I look down, and there's half a maggot.
Ah, you ate the other half.
I searched the whole tray. I could not find the other half.
You know where that other half was.
Yeah.
I bet you'll never eat prison food again.
No, I'm staying out of there.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be your inspiration. I don't want to go back because I might eat half of a maggot.
I will say we've gotten some comments from people that spend time in prison and they're complaining about the food, which, like you're in prison. I don't know what
you
got
to get down to Pierce County and get some cornbread.
But to be fair, right, Pierce County, again, people say has some of the best cornbread ever. So if you do have to go to jail, I hope you go to Pierce County.
Don't you think that they should have like a night where they'd raise some money for a local charity and just have
food
like chili and cornbread? You know what I mean? Everybody could come in and have a nice
Food truck. Yeah. But one guy, he was eating an apple pie, found a dead spider in it. And as he says, he did not finish his apple pie, nor his complaints heard. And someone else, crap, they were eating, I can't find it, I don't remember, but they were eating something, and they also found another formerly living animal in their food. And they also expressed that, you know, they don't really hear your complaints. Like, there's no Yelp review. There's no manager to talk to.
I mean, was it put in there, maybe?
See, that's the thing with prison. Like, are you on good terms with the
cook?
Right,
exactly. Mm-hmm. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
A brand of smoothie kits is being recalled because it could be contaminated with Listeria. Blendtopia Products is recalling 30,000 cases of their 7-ounce frozen Blendtopia brand superfood smoothie kits. They have been sold nationwide. The smoothie blends affected include Blendtopia brand Glow, Detox, Energy, Immunity, and Strength. If you're buying that stuff, you probably should be contaminated with Listeria.
Why do you need a smoothie kit?
Oh, what is that? That's just immunity. Okay.
No, it's not. That's immune to what?
Yeah, he's sick the next day.
You know what? If someone says they're drinking immunity, sneeze in their smoothie. See what happens.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, yeah, so my story takes place in California, and I went to a Chinese restaurant. Went and got a bunch of fried rice, and my buddy and I, we sat down about halfway through it, looked up, and the gal behind the counter is clipping her nails over the rice.
Oh, no! Do you recall anything crunchy being in your mouth when you ate the rice?
Yeah, just like all rice.
That is so
can't
gross,
tell
man.
The difference.
Did you stop eating at that point?
Oh, yeah, we were pretty done.
Okay. That is that is bad, man. And it's I know people get absent-minded about it. But like, come on, man. You're clipping your nail. There was a dude, and I totally get his position. This was a Subway. This is years and years and years ago. The place is packed. He's the only dude back there. So he's hustling, man. But I remember he is just profusely sweating. He's made all these sandwiches. He gets to me, and he kind of, you know, wipes his forehead with the back of his hand and asks me what I want. And I realize, like, well, he's not going to change his gloves. So I'm like, you know, man, I don't know. I'll get something else. I don't want to tell him. Like, And it's just, I know it's an absent thing, but, like, he is sweating bullets. And just, you know, wiped his forehead like any of us would do. Immediately goes to put his hands over there, grabs a piece of bread, and asks me what I want. And I'm like, nothing.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Can we at least agree? So you guys said earlier, like, all right. You feel something crunching in your mouth and you're biting the food. It should not be there. You pull a screw or a bolt or something more mechanical out of your food versus, say, a bone or an animal part.
Depends on where you are and what the situation is.
Well, sure, but I'm in the camp of I would rather be something mechanical than biological. You guys said, all right, well, I would prefer it be more biological than mechanical. Either way, it doesn't matter. A fingernail. Somehow, I feel like that goes above and beyond anything. You can find hair in your food. You can find a piece of an animal in your food. You can find a nut bolt. I feel like if you found a fingernail in your food, you might throw
it. And sometimes you, like, look down, depending on your roommate situation or who you live with, and there'll be, like, a fingernail just right there on the coffee table. And you're looking like, hey, there's a fingernail right there on the coffee table.
Now, wait a minute.
It wasn't me.
No, wait. Who else would it be?
You clipped your toes on the coffee table. You clipped your toenails.
Yeah, but I always get all the nails up.
Three of us live there. Only one of us clipped the toenails
on
the coffee table.
Who cares?
If you find a toenail on the coffee table,
you weren't home.
It's not mine or two.
I said, are you really doing that?
It's home.
Why didn't you do it over a trash can in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Because he's watching TV, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but they can just fly into the room.
Yes.
They might not stay contained to the table.
You think there's 10 nails you found
mine. I have wonderful nails. I bet I could come in here and cut all 10 nails and have perfect 10 individual nails in a little pile that
That's a very weird bragging point.
I don't care. I just start spraying nails.
But you can't bitch about somebody leaving a nail on the table. You're the only person I know that
cuts their
toenails on the table.
But I don't leave them there.
You can't prove that.
Yes, I can.
What we can prove is there was one person out of three who clipped their nails on this table.
So based on that evidence, just based on that, it's hearsay, sure.
I would take you to court on this.
Okay, then I'll have the nail on my food then.
You'll take the nail in your food.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, we did order the drug test kits.
Oh, right.
They're on the way. So
it's got to be a surprise day.
No, what do you mean? Because we got to plan it. He's got to eat all these poppy seeds, man.
I know. Well, but I'm saying if you just plan to do it on a Monday, then everybody could be on their good behavior.
Why would I do that? I actually want to know.
Well, I'm not taking the test. I'm not that self-incriminating. I'm giving it to him to see if he can get an opium test eating these poppy muffins.
I'm taking the test.
Yeah.
I just want to see. I just want to see how many colors light
up. Take the test.
You don't know what they're cutting that stuff with these days. Like, you get all kinds of crazy stuff on there.
So wait,
when we have to come up with our rhymes and riddles.
On this drug test.
The FCC.
On this drug test, how many different colors is it? Was it like
there are 12 different.
There's 12 different colors.
Yes. Well, there's 12 different possible things that it could show positive.
But what I'm saying is you have to apply your own urine to each one of those for it to.
You dip the stick in the urine, and then it'll come back and tell you what you got.
All right.
You got to wait 5 minutes. You got to submerge it. It says for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull it out and you wait for 5 minutes to see all the results that come through.
I'm curious to see how many different colors light up on. And that's all. I mean, I know I'm going to have more than.
Are we comfortable bringing urine into the studio and dumping?
No, we'll just do it in the bathroom and bring the sticks in. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
That might be better.
Sure, we shouldn't do it for a video. You know what I mean?
Right.
Film it on Facebook Live.
You know Social media.
Go right in there and do it. When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was hanging out with my friends a few years ago, and my friend Colton used to make this mac and cheese that just, it had so much cheese and so much butter in it. And we were all hanging out, and he said, all right, well, I'm going to make this. So me and my other friend, Levi, we decided we were going to go smoke a little bit of the Satan salad, and we all did that. And by the time we came back in, the mac and cheese was all ready, so we were feeling pretty good. So we ate so much mac and cheese. And we all went to sleep and everything. And a few hours later, I woke up and I was not feeling good at all. And I just rolled over and flopped onto the ground and puked all of the mac and cheese up.
Was it just cheese and butter?
Was it just you or did everyone else get sick?
Oh, it was just me.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
It was cheese and butter.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, right. I mean, you described that. It's like, hey, and you're eating a bunch of it, like,
either you're going to puke or you're going to have diarrhea. Especially if you come in stoned and you're just eating buttery, cheesy goodness. Listen, man, I've been there. I smoke weed, lactose intolerant. I now have a better understanding of what I can use for a munchie versus what I won't.
Okay.
I mean, listen, and it's hard learning for the same reason. Like, oh, my God, I'm about to poop myself. And I know why.
Yeah, well, that's what I always make the joke, right? Like, I don't get as much heartburn as I used to. I also don't eat pizza rolls at 1 in the morning.
That, right, goes a long way, You know what I forget about, man? Alfredo sauce. If anything is going to blow through me, Alfredo sauce is like turbo eggnog. Because, you know, if I'm drinking eggnog, if you're lactose intolerant, you are aware, generally, of what you're consuming. But somehow, once you hand it to you in a pasta, you don't think about it. Dude, I mean, it's just heavy whipping cream and butter. And
yeah, but you don't care either.
No, I do care with the Alfredo sauce. Because it's different, right? If I drink a ton of eggnog or whole milk or something like that, I'm going to fart a lot, okay? But that's it. I'm not in distress. I'm just for man, I do the Alfredo. Like, it's just one of those nights you're rolling back and forth. Your gut feels like somebody punched in it. Seriously, it is a different animal for me. But I always forget until about 10 minutes after I finish, there's like...
I just don't feel like Alfredo sauce shows up a ton in my life.
It doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't. So by the next time I eat anything with Alfredo, I'm not going to remember what Alfredo sauce does until my last swallow. Like, oh no, I shouldn't have done this.
I had one of these green IPAs the other night, man. I'm telling you right now, when this stuff hit my stomach, I could hear my stomach just screaming at me, making noises. When I got home...
What is a green IPA?
I don't know, but I had one.
No, wait, why is it green?
I don't know. I just said, give me the damn green IPA. Hold on. A Japanese beer. I said, give me the green IPA.
Why is it green? That's a fair question. You didn't ask, like, why is it green? All I know is
and the next day, everything was green. Everything. My urine was green. Everything was green.
Why?
Everything.
I'm looking at this. It looks like a
doesn't
glass
it look
of,
like it would just absolutely just, I mean, gut you?
It looks like a glass of algae with foam.
Right. And that's basically what it does in your stomach. He's like, and I'm laying in bed and it's, and I was afraid to fart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of those nights.
Oh, it's got green tea in it.
Oh, well, whatever it does. Man, it jacked me up. When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Troy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, quick story. I had a barbecue, ate lots of food, went to bed, woke up profusely sweating, barely made it to the bathroom. I proceeded to projectile vomit into the sink, the toilet, and the shower, anywhere but the floor, thankfully. And I ended up tearing a hernia above my belly button I had to have repaired.
Oh, no way from throwing up.
From throwing up.
You know, people break ribs.
Bad.
Yeah, there's... I mean,
threw my back out about a year ago, man, and you're hugging it. It's like 4 in the morning. And one of the big heaves, you feel your back pop, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I'm huddled over the toilet, and I already knew, like, I'm not going to be able to stand up.
Was this your barbecue that you were making?
I was actually at my mother-in-law's, and it turned out that there was some salad dressing that was like 6 to 9 months past due. It was so sweet, I didn't taste it, and I ate plenty of it.
Oh. Yeah. Did everyone else get sick?
I was the only one to eat the salad dressing.
Okay.
Shame on me.
How did you find out it was 6 to 9 months past due? Was it after you puked and you tried to backtrack, or what?
Well, yeah, my wife was, like, calling my mom saying, hey, what did you guys serve him? He is so deathly sick right now, and they were looking around. They ended up finding a bottle of, like, some fruity-flavored salad dressing that, you know, like I said, it was past due. And, of course, she was really embarrassed about it, and I had to have the surgery and get it repaired.
Oh, serves you right eating salad at a barbecue.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I know. Shame on me.
You're the only one. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got all this great barbecue food. You're eating a salad.
All right.
Well, I ate my full. I was definitely overfilled, and you know, having that salad was just kind of like a little bit of roughage to help things pass along.
Now, good words, sir. I was just about to say, good for you, getting a little roughage.
Would you say
did
that...
Did you hear a story, Ted? Did you come in late?
Yeah,
the man was puking everywhere.
Did you pop the hiatal hernia, or did you go downstairs?
No, it was a hiatal, right above the belly button.
Did it have, like, a big knot sticking out?
Yeah, it was like a... and originally there was a smaller one from high school. I had lifted like 550 squat. I was wearing a belt and I got
humble
a
brag.
Feet size.
Hey, look, man.
I know, humble brag.
I know somebody.
I couldn't do that now.
I knew a guy growing up, man, and he had a hernia for like all the years I knew him. and he wore real tight shirts. Mm. And you just look right there, and he had like a horn coming out.
Yeah, you could see it.
Yeah, you could push it back in. I had one. I'd have surgery on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but his was like always there. Like he never took care of it. Like he just the hell with it. He's like, I got a hernia, I got a hernia. Like,
hey, let me ask you this, man. Since that, because I think we all do this, every time you pull anything out of the fridge, are you checking the expiration date?
Oh, absolutely. I smell it. I look at the expiration date. If I think it's even slightly off, I don't touch it.
Yeah, but I think that's a smart move. Anything that has an expiration date that's refrigerated, I look at immediately when I buy it.
But not everyone does. You know, because it's
jar of pickles,
it's in your
care.
Fridge, right? So you don't really give it thought. But after that kind of experience, like, you will never not look at the expiration date again.
I do, just because I know I leave stuff in there.
You ever look at, like, the expiration date on the box of cereal? So if you buy a box of cereal today, right, and you look at the expiration date, it'll be like, oh, man, this is, we don't recommend this. Over the next 12 years. I mean, like, you almost were like, what am I eating that these things, they have like a 3-year shelf life.
Dude, yeah, I had a condiment. There was a mustard I really liked, so I bought a rack of them, like 5 of them one day. It's like, two for whatever. It's like, I'll get 5 of these. And I'll be damned if one of them didn't go out of date before I got to it.
Yeah. Hell, man, the other night I made pasta, probably a couple weeks ago, made pasta. And I had the Parmesan that you get at the deli that comes in the little Tupperware container, the clear Tupperware container, that kind of Parmesan. I don't know how long it's been in there. But I had everything.
Your Parmesan went bad?
Okay.
But you got it from the deli in that little container, right. So not the normal
Not the shaker
powder.
Thing. We're talking about the ones where they grated, put it in there. So I go and I sprinkle my cheese on top of everything, and I look down, and there's like these green balls, like 6-7 green balls that I didn't see. And I'm like, I guess I'm not having pasta. I was like, oh, God.
That sucks.
So I'm just going to go back to the wood chips. I'm just going to get the Kraft. I know it's wood pulp, but I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Tastes fine.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999.
I'm going back to the wood pulp because wood pulp doesn't expire.
Yeah, it doesn't go bad.
As quickly as an actual dairy product.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll be damned. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey.
Well, I used to deliver beer in West Seattle, and I decided, hey, I'm going to stop here at the one of the stops that I had and get a burger, have lunch. Well, I get through my burger. Burger's delicious. Get halfway through my fries, land right in the middle is a deep fried fly.
Deep fried
fly. I'm gonna have to try that. I don't know.
I mean, at that point, look,
it's a bug. You know, people eat bugs. It's deep fried, though,
so you probably eliminated any danger.
I mean, did you ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
I mean, occasionally.
Remember, like, they were famous for getting the order of fries, and there was like they would put other stuff in the fries and just serve it to people. So every time I eat a chunk of at the end of a thing of fries, I'm like, is it a fly? Is it a bug?
I've had a cigarette butt in hand-cut French fries. Deep-fried cigarette butt.
They cooked it.
Oh, it was a Winston. Yeah, you can still read the name on it. True story.
Did you eat around it?
I have not ordered that there since.
Do I know this place?
Yeah, you know this place. No? I'll tell you. When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Okay, we can all agree a cigarette butt might be the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Band-Aid, fingernail, and cigarette butt. To me, those are the three. If you find this in your food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the place.
I know.
You wrote down the name of the place. I can't believe you've only found one.
I know.
I mean.
Look, we all know this.
If this place, their French fries are deep-fried cigarette butts.
You know where food is going to be good, and sometimes you just got to fight through it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me ask.
You can tell when you walk into a place.
Based on this place, and I know this place, I'm not shocked at all that you found a cigarette butt. And it sounds crazy. But because it is this particular place, and we all have that kind of place in our life, it's the diviest place you can think of. It wouldn't bug me. I feel like I would still eat the fries. I'd move the cigarette butt.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
But I think the deep fries are really not going to affect anything else.
But I've known this story for years. I still go.
But if I went to TGI Fridays, it would be a problem.
Yes, because the French fries come out of a bag. These are hand cut.
But in this place, you're like,
the guy who's cutting the potatoes is also smoking cigarettes.
Right. That's why it could happen to TGI Fridays if they relax under, hey, don't smoke behind the line when we're open rule.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, that place doesn't even bother me.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Hola, Steve.
So my wife works as an RN in an ER room, and about 3 years ago, she had a patient come in holding a Capri Sun package, freaking out. It was a girl, female, and there was a rat inside.
Inside the Capri Sun?
Yeah, so that rat had been in there marinating, you know, for who knows how long before.
I don't know if that's the word that Capri Sun might use that term. Oh, no, it was marinating.
Mm-hmm. And a delicious fruit juice.
But how did she discover that it was in there?
Well, she said that she drank it and it had a funny taste and drained it out, and then she could feel it in there, and then her husband cut it open and looked, and they even brought it into the ER. It was, yeah, I won't touch a Capri Sun. I'm done with those.
I think you should be done with Capri Sun by the time you're old, 7.
Yeah, that part of it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, the juice box lifestyle is not going to do you real good when you're 50. You know what I mean? If you're sipping on a juice box.
I mean, I'm not beyond it, but it should not be in bulk in your home.
If I see you walking down the street sipping on a juice box, I'm going to think to myself, what the hell's going on here?
You know what's weird, man? I don't know if it's Capri Sun, but something like juice in a pouch. It was one of the kids' birthdays, and kids suck.
That's like a terrible offering. You guys Capri Suns? No, we got juice in a pouch.
Yeah, it's a juice pouch.
It's a Kirkland
product. It may have been Capri Sun. I don't know. But, you know, kids really suck at getting a straw through the little pouch.
Yeah, it's hard.
They just can't do it. It's really not. But anyway, there's one.
Is it harder with those off-brand juice in the pouch?
Yeah, man. It is. Weak straws, tough hide.
It's like trying to seal a generic sandwich bag.
So I cut the thing open, dumped it in a glass for the kid. I'm telling you, man, I'm looking at this juice, and I'm like, I've never seen this juice outside of its pouch. I don't need to. Like, I poured it in the glass, and I'm sure it's fine, but when I'm looking at it, just color based on what we perceive juice to be, if you said, what kind of juice do you think that is, I would not know how to answer that.
Do kids
that.
Still drink jugs?
Not my kids, but I suspect maybe some do. I don't even know if they still sell that stuff.
Like a gallon of juice?
Yeah, like the little plastic jug that looked like
little
an old
barrel?
School jug.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they don't sell that. They basically don't sell
water
sugar
and sugar.
Water?
Sugar water,
yeah.
That was just your generation and our generation.
The sugar generation.
Yeah, it was, man. It was like just like this big jug of diabetes and
they
bad
were little
teeth.
Jugs. They're really that
but
big.
But you also get a gallon jug of it too. So like they had the gallon jugs and like we did 2-a-days, man. And like guys would come and just carry gallon jugs of sugar juice.
Well, and those were called. Like, what was that brand called? Like Tap
Crap.
It started with like a T. Like, Tap.
It's terrible.
Almost like the hot sauce.
About Tampico.
Tampico.
Are you talking about the little juices
jugs.
With the foil on top?
Yeah.
The little grenade of
those were called
hummingbird
just jugs.
Feeder filler. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, but right, that other brand. You're right. Those came in the gallons, and those were
it's awful.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
Little birthday
kid.
Party too, like a couple of those jugs.
Oh yeah, you knew it was a party.
You'd be like, oh god, I'd rather have that crappy McDonald's orange stuff. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, when did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA. A quick update here. Early on in the program, we know that the Mike, you enjoy poppy seed.
I do indeed.
And we had a caller, a listener who said basically that his some relative.
His buddy or something. His nephew.
Stepmom's
he
nephew.
He put distance,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Stepmother's
way,
nephew.
He was in jail, but he's on probation, and he got busted, had to go back to jail because he did not pass a drug test.
Okay.
And the reason being is he said, hey, I love poppy seed bagels, and they didn't buy that for a minute, but then we got a bunch of comments, people saying, hey, look, this is not a joke, this is for real.
And the problem with this is just this. We know how we are, so that's what we would say, too. So we want to believe you.
Right, we do.
We're not saying you're not telling the truth, but we feel like that's what any drug addict
now,
would say.
Now, out of all of us in here, Mike Hawk, you enjoy a poppy seed muffin.
Indeed.
Very much so. And you actually enjoy poppy seeds. So, bagel, you would probably get a poppy seed bagel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what we did is we ordered some drug tests off of Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. They should be in the front of my door within a day or two, unless, of course, somebody steals it. Then they can find out what they're on, because I'm sure they're on a lot of things, too. But either way, we've got the test, and I think it came in a 5-pack. So if anybody wants to else jump in, they can jump in.
I'm in.
Okay. I mean, I'll jump in. I know what it's going to test positive for, so I'm not really too concerned about that.
But do you know everything? I know
will. I know exactly what's going to show up, without question.
I just can't guarantee what it won't.
Okay, so here's
the
deal.
I didn't know you had an injury, Miles.
So on Monday, we're going to start you, and you can start this weekend. You got to start popping it out, man.
Heck
like
yeah,
if you
dude.
Make, if you make chicken at home, there are poppy seeds that you can sprinkle on top. We need to get you some poppy seed muffins for next week.
Yeah.
You need to go full poppy.
I'll do it.
Full poppy Van Winkle. And then on Thursday, head chef, is it okay if we do a reveal during Ted's Meat Potatoes since we're eating poppy seeds for an entire week and we can just do the results of this test?
We can. I feel like it'd be more fun if it's random.
The random test?
The random
test. No, we want to ramp it up.
But mine's not going to change.
Well, I can ramp it up.
That's what I'm saying.
See, here's the thing. I feel like the poppy seeds might bear out and prove what everyone is saying. But if I light up the same color, just letting you know, I don't plan on eating any poppy seeds. I'm leaving it at that.
Okay.
Mine will be true.
I'll all just keep the poppy seeds in my system. I will poppy it up until such time, you know, maybe Ted actually springs a random test on us at some point.
Ooh.
I'll just poppy it up throughout throughout this amount of time so that I will always be ready for this.
And then,
Montgomery, you're taking the test.
I'm taking the test. I'll take the test.
You can't come up with an idea then back out
I'll
of
take
it.
The test. Oh, I don't Jesus. Care. I don't take it. I mean, I'll take the test. Whatever. I'm taking lots
Friday
of
morning. Pop quiz, boys!
Right. Yeah.
Get in the bathroom. Let's go.
Cancel that eight ball order.
We need a 13th color.
So listen, seriously, we're going to find out if this is actually true. We're going to find out if you eat a ridiculous amount of poppy seeds. If you take a drug test, will it show up a positive for opiates, which is what this is the claim is on this deal. Now, the way the test works is you go and you urinate into a cup, and then you dip the test into the urine.
Mm-hmm.
We leave it in there for 10 seconds, pull it out, you wait 5 minutes, and then the results will be there.
Okay.
That's according to the package instructions.
According to the package, all right.
According to the package instructions. So you start loading up on the poppy seeds now. And then, and every day we'll do an update. How many poppy seeds did you eat poppy seeds today? You better eat some poppy seeds today. You know what I mean?
Okay.
People here are saying, I can guarantee the poppy seeds will cause you to pee dirty on a UA.
Yeah, cool.
They're encouraging you might say, pop it like it's hot. Someone else points out, Mike, this is a great time for you to try opiates because you can mask it by the fact.
Hey,
that's the thing.
Give away my secret.
This is why it's awesome for you. You can actually do opiates. We will visually see you eating poppy seeds. We'll blame it on the poppy seeds.
You
and you'll support all of the drug addicts.
So we got a date on this, right? We're good to go?
Yeah.
I get the test in the next days. You start loading up on the poppy seeds now, as many as you could possibly eat.
I'll get after it.
We've got a little over a week to do this, and then by that point in time, we'll find out if this is a myth or if this is, in fact, this is like Mythbusters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody called us Methbusters.
Methbusters. Yes. Whatever it is, we're on this. Our question, when did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola. People already calling me Starburst and telling me to pee the rainbow.
Hey, Ken, hold on.
Also,
hey, Ken.
Too, guys, you can buy a whole big can of poppy seed filling, either going to be in the Jewish section, because a lot of Jewish pastries have feature poppy seed, or the baking aisle.
Hey, so hold on for one second. We'll be right back. It's going to be Station 19.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.